Al-Qaeda finally confirmed today that he was killed and vowed to retaliate, saying Americans' happiness will turn to sadness. But that threat comes as we're learning more about that motherload of intelligence taken from bin Laden's compound. Last night, Pierre Thomas broke the story of a plan to attack trains on the 10th anniversary of 9/11, and he joins us again tonight. And Pierre, these bin Laden files could be the most valuable intelligence breaks ever.
Indeed, George. As investigators review a mountain of intelligence from Osama bin Laden's compound, sources say it's clear bin Laden thought of himself as a head coach, overseeing strategy, blessing, and approving plots.
The cache of electronic and handwritten materials, including notebooks taken from the bin Laden compound, is both a strategic playbook and a greatest hits album of Al-Qaeda aspirations. While no imminent plots have been uncovered, it is clear from the files that bin Laden was constantly consulting on ways to attack the U.S.
Couriers were bringing bin Laden computer disks and other computer material, thumb drives, that might have had plots on them. We know in the past he's approved specific attacks, and he sent attacks back for further work and further analysis.
The materials include numerous hallmark Al-Qaeda plots, including attacks on infrastructure targets, such as water supply and transportation, rail and air. In the past, Al-Qaeda plans for attacks on water supplies have included an interest in mining dams and poisoning the water. The documents show there was clear interest in attacks on the most prominent U.S. cities, New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, and Washington, D.C. And contrary to what many analysts thought, a strategy to attack Americans on holidays and anniversaries. Bin Laden also apparently sought to recruit minorities to conduct attacks. The goal, to not only kill and maim, but to create class warfare and set in motion a destruction of American society.
By using the tool of minorities as terrorists, I think he wants to create unrest.
The document sees also include names, addresses, and phone numbers that could prove to be safe houses and suspects. Now, George, it's a race against time to track these people down.